This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing a Colorado case today that could help decide whether online threats are protected by the First Amendment. Billy Ray Counterman was convicted of stalking singer-songwriter Coles Whalen after sending hundreds of thousands of unwanted online messages. Counterman spent a couple years in prison. Whalen says she was surprised when she learned the case was headed to the Supreme Court.
And years later, I find out that it's actually not over. I just can't believe that anybody would question whether or not this is a true threat.
State Attorney General Phil Weiser will argue the case for Colorado and Washington. Stay with CPR News for the latest on this case. The University of Colorado Boulder says it will double the number of in-state residents who are eligible for free tuition. CU Promise offers low-income students the chance to attend the university for free. For next academic year, the school says about 3,500 students will qualify. Expansion of the program includes widening which transfer students qualify and allowing the students to take semesters off. Denver mayoral candidate Kelly Broff received a big name boost this week. Former mayor Wellington Webb endorsed her, saying Broff has endured a husband who died by suicide and a father who was killed.
You can't learn that in an academic book. Those are issues that you learn from the experience and the feeling that you have when you're part of a family that goes through those issues.
Broff, a former Denver Chamber CEO, says she's honored by the endorsement. She says she doesn't view the city's top job as a stepping stone.
I will use my office, my capital, and this position to ensure we rebuild and restore Denver.
The runoff between her and Mike Johnston is June 6th. This is CPR and KRCC. Up next, it's Fresh Air.